Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
We're talking a lot about the Bonchet Awards. This is recognition for the people in Chicago in the industry, and there's so many different categories. We've not so far covered the Pastry Chef of the Year nominees. Justin Larius is the owner and pastry chef of Del Sur Bakery. Justin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I hear that it was always your dream to open a bakery.
Yeah, I mean, it's been all or nothing for me, so it feels very fulfilling to be recognized.
And so part of your mission is to craft exceptional Filipino Midwestern baked goods. Explain to everyone what Filipino Midwestern baked goods might look like, might taste like.
Yeah, to me, I mean, Del Sur was a direct inspiration into my story as an immigrant. I immigrated here from the Philippines at a really young age, and I think I moved here at a time of my life where a lot of my values I would consider are Midwestern. So, you know, that is what Del Sur is inspired by. And now, to me, Filipino Midwestern food, there's a lot of, like, really direct influences by Filipino cuisine. There's a lot of soy sauce or brown sugar, a lot of garlic, but there's also, like, more Midwestern stuff. We have an oatmeal cream pie on our menu right now that I personally consider as very Midwestern. And we fill it with ube, which is a sweet potato, like this, like purple yam.
Right.
And we also partner with a lot of purveyors here in the Midwest that do like produce good local Midwestern produce.
Okay, you have to talk to me about oatmeal pie. I've never heard of such a thing. I'm guessing you created it and it's probably wonderful, but other than the ube, what else is in there?
Oh, it's just like an oatmeal cream pie. It's kind of like a classic. Like I think Little Debbie has a oatmeal cream pie. It's just two oat cookies sandwiched with a buttercream in the middle. So ours, we do it with ube, which is a very popular Filipino ingredient.
Yeah, everybody's, I mean, ube's, you know, it's only been in my scope of awareness for maybe a year and a half, but it really has come in hot and heavy in this country in the past few years, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think it's been very popular, and I think I've made it a point to a lot of our customers that, you know, there's more to ube in Filipino cuisine, and that's been my main mission.
How does it differ from a sweet potato? Is it something that we would bake and use around our Thanksgiving table?
I think it's less usable as a sweet potato because in order to use ube, you actually have to add a lot of sugar in order for you to be able to taste the flavor of ube, but yeah, I think it's very different. It's not as versatile as sweet potatoes, I would say.
Hey, and tell everyone where they can get your pastries.
They can get my pastries at Del Sur Bakery. It's right off of the Damon Brown Line station. It's 4639 North Damon Avenue. We're open Thursday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Are a lot of people hiring you to do custom things for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we actually did do a lot of, we did Thanksgiving pre-orders this year for the very first time, and we actually sold out of our Thanksgiving pre-orders within 10 minutes, basically.
Wow.
So right now, we do tell people to keep an eye out on our social media, on our Instagram. It's delsur.bakery. Because there's a possibility we might have extras for that day that we'll make, and we'll post in our stories if we do have extras.
Is that a surprise to you that you sold out in 10 minutes, or is that the value of being nominated for a Bonchet Award?
I think it's both. We try to make our pastries as accessible as possible, but, you know, with being a new business, there's a lot of intrigue that comes with our pastries. So I think it's a mixture of both.
I love that you are focused on work-life balance, not just for yourself, but for your employees. I heard it said that you believe that's a key to a thriving bakery. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think, obviously, for us, we're a brand-new bakery, so that's been quite the challenge for us, is looking at this idea of work-life balance and, you know, how can we achieve that? And I think it really I think it really stems from the top. I think owners should always value the time of their employees and also realize that their employees have lives outside of their own jobs. So I think in order for this very otherwise robust industry, in order for us to succeed, I think it's important that we really ensure that, you know, like we value their time. And to me, that, you know, for us at the bakery, that's been a 4-day work week. So a lot of us do have 4-day work weeks. Not all of us, but hopefully we'll get to that point. And, you know, yeah, it's just my way of making sure it's our industry sustainable for everyone, because it is a really tough industry to be in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine you're starting in very early hours of the morning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's wonderful. I wish more people subscribe to that theory. My guess is you're not working a 4-day work week, but I love that you recognize that your employees will be happier and thrive when they are working a 4-day work week.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously management right now has a hard time not having a 5-day work week.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, we're always having a lot of discourse as to, okay, how can we make your shifts shorter? How can we make it better for you? Right now, maybe it's a little difficult given it's the holidays, but, you know, we'll keep trying. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is I'd rather try than dismiss an idea.
That's wonderful. It's really nice to meet you, Justin. We encourage everyone to check out Del Sur Bakery. Is there a website or is Instagram the best way to find you?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's delsurchicago.com, or you can go on our Instagram, which is delsur.bakery.
Thanks so much for joining us and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That's Justin Larius, owner and pastry chef of Del Sur Bakery.